The subway from Chapel Roan at 9 minutes after six. Cork's goes, hey.
Have you seen the video to that?
No, let me guess. She's wearing a cowboy hat. There's lots of pink and there's some ponies in it.
No.
Oh, that's the other one. Is it any good?
It's kind of strange, which is not surprising. Because
she is kind of strange, though. Yeah. She's quirky. Like, she's a bit eccentric, his old chap.
She's basically laying on the floor of what looks to me like the underground. Obviously, it's the subway in America. And she's following this. She's laying on the floor, and then she's kind of trying to find this, basically. It's like a green monster.
Oh, lovely.
But it's obviously like a girl with really long green hair, but the hair covers her face and her head. So it looks like she's just following a monster around on the subway. It's kind of interesting.
Oh my God.
It's kind of Chapel Rowan.
Do you want to hear my funniest lying on the floor story? I have one.
I don't know. I'd say you do. God knows what happened here, but go on.
The man that set up this radio station, his name is Henry Condon, and Henry passed away a good few years ago.
Okay.
And he was the funniest human being. He was the man behind setting up Atlantic 252.
Okay.
So he did that with a load of his friends back in the early 90s, and it used to come from Meath. Do you remember Atlantic 252?
I've heard people talk about it, but I don't remember it.
So everyone used to listen to Long Wave. You have FM, Medium Wave and Long Wave. You clicked to Long Wave and you tuned to 252. And the audio was crap. It was real tinny, but the music was amazing. It was the first proper pop station that played songs like on loop. You go to sleep listening to a song at Atlantic 252. You wake up in the morning, they're playing the same song.
Okay.
That's how the rotations work. So Henry used to do a show on it when he was like in his younger days. But on this day, the sales team were bringing around these big clients from Coca-Cola.
Okay.
Trying to get advertising out of them. And they were getting a tour of the building.
Yeah.
Henry had been on a massive one the night before. God. Okay. And he was not well.
Right.
And he was trying to do his show. And he just got to the last half hour of the show. And he was like, I was nearly falling asleep. So in order to wake himself up, he lay down on the ground with the headphones on, turned up full blast, and started bicycle running with his legs.
Yeah.
To try and, get a bit of energy going.
Yeah.
So he's sitting down and he's singing Mr. Big. I'm the one who wants to. And his eyes are closed and he's cycling. He's kicking his legs in the air. At that very moment, the door opens and all the reps from Coca-Cola walk in.
Oh, no.
And they look over the desk and there's Henry on his back. He was from Cork. Like, he was a Cork man with the most brilliant accent. And he opened his eyes and there's four people in there and he's like mortified.
God.
Like, oh, jeez, I'm sorry, lads. I'm just, getting a bit of exercise into me,
Yeah.
So they're all there. Okay, we'll leave you be. We'll go see somewhere else. Anyway, Henry finishes his show 20 minutes later. He goes down to the back studio. The lad that's making the ads, he's like, Sandy, you're not going to believe what was after feckin' happening. And I said, what happened, Henry? I was out last night. I'm dying. I was trying to stay awake.
Yeah.
And he shows Sandy that he lies down on his back. Yeah. I'm doing this in the feckin' studio, kicking his legs
cycling
in the air. The door opens. The Coca-Cola people.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
The Coca-Cola people walk in.
They're like, what is the story with this lad?
There he is again, like literally ripped.
Cycling again.
I think they just signed the check and went, listen, we're going to buy advertising and we'll leave it for today. Will we? Yeah, thanks very much. They went back to the Coca-Cola boardroom. That place is mental. Stay away from it. Anyway, that's my best line on the floor story I have for you. With Casey. Love waking up in Cork. All in memory of the great Henry Condon, who set up Red FM many, many years ago. There'd be none of this without him. 6:14 in the morning. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for Dad Gags, Dad Gags, time for Dad Gags. Dad Gags, Dad Gags, time for Dad Gags. Have you got a funny joke? WhatsApp us now. Hey. Only a Red FM. Tis myself versus Rory. We bring you Dad Gags every Tuesday morning with your help and with your assistance. Victoria Nichols
look
on the
back. Look how excited he is. Look at him.
He loves
He's just
it.
Been
he
preparing himself. He's been stretching his arms out.
It's a highlight of my
lumbering up.
By the way, do you know this? That he tests his jokes before he comes in here on Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
He does a bit of he does a load of market research and he marks out the ones that she doesn't laugh at.
Kelly, though, does that typical woman thing of just pretending to listen and going,
you're so funny. All right, take it away, kid.
God,
to everyone that said I wouldn't amount to anything because of my procrastination, just you wait and see.
Hey! Why does my partner always wait until I'm at the opposite end of the house before asking me?
I know, yeah. That's so true.
A guy walks into a bar, there's a queue of people waiting to hit him. That's the punchline.
What? Oh, for yes! God's sake, Rory.
Lads, a little unknown fact here. Before the crowbar was invented, crows simply had drinks at home.
I like that.
At a football game, I pointed to the field and told the person next to me, "That's my son down there." She asked what number he was. I said, "He's our third."
Oh, for God's sake. Rory, these are brutal this morning.
I love it. Two robbers are robbing an off license, and one says to the other, "Is this whiskey?" And the other said, "Yeah, but not as whiskey as robbing a bank."
Yes.
Did you hear about the fella who installed a window on his bum?
No.
It was a pain in the arse.
Touché. Oh my God, if you think swimming with dolphins is expensive, you should try swimming with sharks. Cost me an arm and a leg.
Guy goes to the doctor, he says, "I keep seeing a werewolf with big sharp teeth." The doctor says, "Have you seen a psychiatrist?" The guy says, "No, just a werewolf."
Oh, that's rubbish, Rory. That's a load of rubbish. That's rubbish, that is.
That's... This, I don't know if this is more of a statement or a joke, but I'm going to go for it anyway. Going down to Extravision back in the day, looking over the shelves, picking up a movie, joining the queue, renting it, paying for it, buying snacks, was still quicker than finding a film on Netflix.
Facts.
True.
Fact.
Choice paralysis, man. It's a serious thing. Yeah. In Beauty and the Beast, the Beast is almost condemned to be stuck as a beast forever. But luckily, he gets saved by the bell.
Oh, God.
Some bells, please. Thank you. I opened a gym where the instructors will go door to door to tell people about the benefits of joining it.
Oh.
Yeah, it's called Jehovah's Fitness.
Nothing's happened after that.
That's the best one.
All right. One more, Rory.
I can't top that. I got called urgently to work at the Music Vinyl Factory today. They said it was a pressing issue.
Hey!
I got there in record time.
Yay!
I have a good track record.
Yay! Any more? Any more?
One more. I'm gonna wrap up Dad Gags with... this is from Ellie. Ellie, wrap it up.
There are two Donegal ducks walking down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And one duck says to the other one, "Quack, quack." And the other one says, "Will you stop? I'm going as quack as I can."
That is fantastic. Ellie for the win.
Yes.
Superb.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
It's one of those mornings after all of that rain where roads are really slippy. So if you are overtaking, watch for that spray that washes up in your
That's
car.
That's what it is, isn't it? Yeah.
A lot of that. Who have you got there, Vic?
I've got the gorgeous Aisling. She is gorgeous.
Gorgeous, you
yeah.
say?
Yeah.
Gorgeous. Hello, Aisling. Representing Belgooly. Aisling, how are you?
How are you, lads? I'm a nervous wreck. Don't I won't
be,
lie.
You, don't be nervous. It's listen, it's the three of us and a few listeners.
Exactly.
Great. So
don't worry about it.
Great.
57,000 listeners. It's okay. Don't
oh,
worry.
Great. Yeah, yeah, thanks.
Don't worry about it.
Thanks, Casey. Yeah, thanks so much. Yeah, it's you're great.
It's, no problem. No problem. Listen, tell me what you do for a living. You work with bridal hair.
So I work for myself and yeah, I'm a bridal hair specialist.
Ooh, wow, that is it. Pressure
yeah.
central.
That is pressure central, yeah.
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 Yeah, I love it though. I really, really love it. Like I'm doing it years, like years. I really should be retired now, but look, yeah, I love it though.
Oh, well, that's the main thing. And you know what? I'd yeah. say it's really satisfying when you've finished the hairstyle.
They look amazing.
They look
that's
in the mirror
your work, yeah.
and they're...
Oh, they all look stunning. They're stunning.
Well
they're beautiful.
Done.
Now,
yeah.
have you ever spun them around in front of the mirror and to reveal and she just went... Ah!
Thankfully not, no. But look, we'll never say never. So
no, right.
I haven't.
So you've never had Brightzilla disasters, have you?
Yuri, you get one or two, but they're few and far between.
Yeah, okay.
Most people are kind of cool and they just take it
Most people are fine because I would meet them a couple of months prior to like wedding. So I sort of know about them and they are comfortable with like me and vice versa. So it's all good. Yeah.
So which one is prone to mess up the most? Is it hair or makeup? So
I'm going to say neither because we're a very specialised team.
Yeah, of course you are. No. Do you want to give the business a shout out there, Aislinn? Give us a shout out.
Oh, I love it. My Instagram name is polka.dreaming.
There you go. For all your
bridal hair
needs.
Thanks. Okay. Thanks so much.
Am I following polka.dreaming?
Well, you're going to be following them now, so am I.
Why am I getting bridal hair done?
You need your hair. Casey could do with a bit of
bridal hair.
Casey, I'm actually following you, so you should be following me back.
Okay.
polka.dreaming weddings, is that you?
That's the one,
polka.dreaming weddings.
Okay.
Everyone give Aislinn a follow there.
Give Aislinn a follow there and a bit of business there, everybody.
Thanks, lads.
All right.
Thanks.
Now, let's get
sure
your
I'm after winning. No.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Well, let's go for this. In what county would you find Bear Island?
Cork.
Question number two. What Irish comedian played the lead role in Kilnascully?
Pat Short.
Romo is an abbreviation for what? Romo.
The relief of missing out.
Which Scottish musician has a new single called The Day That I Die?
Oh, Lewis Capaldi.
What golfer won the Irish Open?
Your man. Rory McIlroy.
Question number six. What town of Derry is fictional town in which Stephen King novel?
Oh, I have no clue.
Take a guess. Stephen King novel.
Oh, God. No, I can't. Pass.
Okay, question number seven. Who is the drummer in Nirvana?
My daughter is here beside me. She's like,
He went off and did the Foo Fighters.
Oh my God. Not my brain's gone.
First name Dave, second name Grohl.
Dave Grohl.
Oh my God. I haven't read it. Not Stephen King's IT book. The one H with the clown. Stephen King's book about fixing your computer.
That's it. To download Windows.
The town of Derry is a fictional town in which Stephen King novel. It was it. You got everything else correct. We got to Dave Grohl, but you left three questions behind, which is fine.
That's all right. I thought I'd actually do worse, so it's actually grand.
Aislinn, you did grand.
We're going to get you a 50 euro voucher for Easy Living Interiors.
I'm delighted. Yeah.
Let's see how she's doing it on the followers.
Hopefully everyone's following her now. Remember,
polka dot dream weddings there on Instagram. Weddings. Go and give her a follow, polka and if you need your hair done, you know where to go.
You're so good, lads. Thanks so much.
Bye, Aislinn.
Bye.
Let's go.
With McDonald's, best mornings start with a sausage and egg McMuffin served until 11 a.m.
You know the way there's things that everybody's into and they're always talking about it, but you know nothing about it.
Yeah.
One of those things for me in my world is Bluey.
Oh,
because my kids are out of the kind of Bluey age.
Okay, makes sense, yeah.
And I don't know what
it
is.
You're missing out.
Kelly, Bluey?
No, just that it's a cartoon and it's the top present. I had a story on it last week. It's the top present on Argos prediction.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Doesn't surprise me.
Is it for kind of adult jokes and gags?
Yeah,
but
it's actually more for adults, I would say.
It's written for adults, lads.
Yeah.
I'm sorry now, kids. You're not going to want to hear us say this, but
the last episode where they were moving house had
so
me
good.
In floods
me
of
too.
Tears.
That was the half an hour, the long one.
Yeah. Lads,
you're missing out.
Is it kind of on a par with SpongeBob?
No, it's nothing like any other...
You need to watch it. It's amazing.
It is amazing.
Wow.
I'm going to give it a go.
You should.
Is it weird to watch it on your own?
No, Kelly. You don't need kids to sit and watch an episode of Bluey.
They're bringing out a movie, everybody.
Yeah,
yes. Brilliant. Yeah, so a full feature length, August 6, 2027. I just feel very uncomfortable. Where are you after? Going to the cinema. What are you doing? I'm bringing the kids to a Bluey. You know, it's just... It doesn't sit well with me.
No.
We're off to see a Bluey movie. No. Oh, no, honestly, it's a cartoon.
With KC, love waking up in Cork.
Cillian Murphy.
Yeah.
Murphy has came up with... He's calling it Romo. He's coined a phrase.
Romo. What's that? What's
okay,
that for?
You know, he's very introverted. He doesn't like to probably crowds and,
right.
and attention is not his thing. Yeah. He's very, you know, I do my job and leave me alone,
yeah.
which is brilliant and refreshing. Romo is relief of missing out.
Brilliant.
Hollywood A-lister Cillian Murphy has coined the new phrase and fans say they're adding it to their personal dictionaries immediately.
Oh, I like it. Do you?
Yeah.
Romo. I've got severe Romo.
It means that you're happy that you didn't have to go to something.
It means you're happy at home in your jammies and your slippers. That's what it means.
That's it. That's completely. I had a bit of Romo Saturday morning.
Yeah.
When you, well, you weren't there, but no. all the gang had the big Bower party on Friday night in Dublin.
That's right.
And I drove up, waited till everybody was suitably lubricated, and then I went, I'm just going to do an Irish goodbye and slip away.
Ah, you're dead right.
And I woke up in the morning, and I put a text into the staff group, our little gang, at 8 o'clock in the morning, wondering how everybody is, and everybody sent back a picture of an ambulance.
Yeah.
Romo is relief of missing out. I love it. How many of you?
The opposite of FOMO.
Completely. Like if you have the fear of missing out, where you see all your friends at an event, you want to be there.
Yeah.
Romo is when you wake up the next morning, you go, oh, thank God. I didn't go to that thing.
Steph has been on. She says, lads, what about phobia?
Phobia.
Yeah.
Okay.
The fear of being included. I love that.
So when you get invited to stuff, you just don't want to be at.
No, you know, like a wedding or a party or whatever. You're like, oh no, just why did you have to give me the invitation as well?
What about Moby?
What's that?
The fear of 90s dance music producers. Dermot Kennedy and Better Days Are Coming. Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. You're waking up to Red FM Breakfast with Casey. Thank you for doing so. Victoria's over there. All right. Do you remember Beavis and Butthead from back in the day?
I do, yeah.
So they started on MTV just these two young skateboardy characters who that was it. Like that's all they did.
That's all they did, yeah.
Quite funny some of the episodes, but my God, that's gone back. It must be nearly 30 years ago Beavis and Butthead started. It must be. Anyway, they're having a pop-off. They're back again, by the way. They're old now. They're on the couch. They're all grown up. They're still wearing the same T-shirts, but they're just like a 45-year-old version of themselves. They start having a pop at Dermot Kennedy. Beavis and Butthead.
What, on the show?
How it must feel to be a bird.
Ah. Is this guy Irish?
Oh, he's Irish, all right. Irish, he would shut up and stop singing.
Fix VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
What the hell? What?
That's actually
Beavis and Butthead roasting Dermot Kennedy.
Yeah, not into that, lads.
Dermot, you know you've made it. You know you made it.
That's true, actually.
Right, it is 7:47 in the morning. Showbiz-wise, let's start with the traitors again. I don't think we've any spoilers. We don't, actually, no.
No, I'm going to keep the names out of it, but it was all kicking off last night.
Yeah.
It's been called the round table was apparently the best yet in the series. There was lots of people fighting and scrambling, but ultimately, one male was eventually voted out. Have a listen.
You have been banished from the castle. Before you tell us whether you are a traitor or a faithful, is there anything you would like to say to your fellow players?
Yeah, lads, listen. I came here to have fun, to play the game, and to meet amazing people. And I really, really enjoyed it. And I'm so happy that I did get to meet loads of amazing people. And I was playing the game. I have to confess to you, I was lying to you all along.
Yes!
Oh, sorry. I'm not a courier. I'm going back to my life because I'm sick of being a traitor.
Ooh,
yeah, there you go.
Interesting.
Keep watching tonight. Of course, it's on again tonight.
So again, I'm so behind on this. I have
three, four
episodes to catch up on. And we are trying to bleep out the names in case those of you that you missed it last night, you're going back. So we're very considerate like that. And also, the boss said he'd kill us if we reveal anything.
Something quite big there this morning, which is about what that male contestant does for a living, which would have given the game away, but I took him out.
Okay.
Because it would have been obvious who the person was then.
All right. Anyway,
if you're watching it, I hope you're enjoying it. And Casey, you've got to catch up. If you've ever struggled to do an accent, spare a thought for some of the actors that just get thrown onto sets and they have to, I mean, a lot of the time they have voice coaches and accent coaches, but Donald Gleeson has been recalling what it was like when he arrived on the set of Harry Potter. Remember, he was in Harry Potter. He played one, he played Bill Weasley.
That's right.
The eldest of the Weasleys.
Yeah.
And yeah, he's been chatting to Seth Meyers about what happened when he got on the set. Have a listen.
English should be easier.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
No.
So my first day on that set, I was meant to be doing an English accent, and I went Australian. And I couldn't stop. And I went Australian on the first take, and there was like 300 people on set. There was like, cut, and this weird long pause. And then the director came over and he's like, so you've gone Australian? And I was like, no, I know, I know. He was like, is there anything you can do about it? Not really, mate. I mean, I think this is what we're doing. And it was shocking. It was one of the worst days of my life. So I hope my American accent in this is better, but you tell me.
That's like you when you do the you do your Welsh accent and it goes into Bangladesh.
And I end up in Bangladesh. Because I start to start in Wales and I end up in... I don't know. It's really, really similar.
Yeah, it is.
Come here, did you hear the crack with Boyzone?
They're getting back together, are they?
There's something happening. There's something cooking. Right. Jack Keating is Ronan's son. And Jack works with Spin up in Dublin, our pink cousins. So he got him on his show the last day and just said to him, listen, hey, Dad, what's cracking?
Is it, this your first Irish interview since the news was dropped?
First and only.
First and last.
Exclusive.
Well,
you.
I'm so glad to be your first. Thanks, Dad. So I know you obviously don't want to drop any news. I wouldn't be doing my job right now if I didn't ask you. Is there a tour plan? Is there an album plan? What is the story?
No, there's no music been planned, and there's no reunion. There's no comeback. It's nothing like that. If we're gonna do something, it's gonna be a final farewell, a thank you, and if we do it, that's what it's going to be. It'll be something big. There's nothing set in stone, but you know, the conversations are closer to doing it than we're closer to never doing it again. That's it. It's the final piece of the whole thing, you know. Our way of saying goodbye, and if we get to do it, it'll be pretty special. It'll be just, you know, something big.
So they're obviously doing that then.
There's something going on.
It's going to be a farewell tour.
That's Ronan Keating.
I know.
Do you know he's so rich?
Sorry.
He's so wealthy. He's got a phone in his jacks.